And away we go. Here we are, Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. 2-19-19. 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. Now, yesterday we did presidential trivia because it was President's Day. And I said we were only going to do presidential trivia yesterday. Well, I liked it so much, and Sean Kraft stopped by, so we had a lot of conversation yesterday. And I thought, you know, a lot of people are in school and are not in school and have the day off because of President's Day. So maybe we'll give presidential trivia another shot. I mean, it is still President's Day week, right? So we're going to continue today with presidential trivia. Now, we have extra value meals from McDonald's to give away. We have a CRT insulated coffee mug, and we have a Huntsman Auto oil change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Now, I'm going to go through the questions that we had yesterday and see if anybody has the answers today. Now, remember, you've got a 1 in 45 chance of getting these questions right because the answers are all presidents. So it has to be one of the 45 that we've had. And I think we only got 3 right yesterday out of the 14 questions I had. So let's see if we can get these all knocked out today. Now, here's the ones we went through yesterday. And again, if you have the answer at any time, hit us up on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. Okay, here we go. Here's the questions. Who was the first president to campaign by telephone? Does anybody know who that was? We can thank this person for all the robocalls we get now during political campaigns. But it's kind of interesting because I'm guessing when this person did it, either he had to call or people who were working for his campaign had to call, because I don't think they had the robocall technology back in these days. But the question remains, who was the first president to campaign by telephone? Second question, which president gave his 3,319-word inaugural address from memory? No notes, no teleprompter, gave his speech 3,319 words, his inaugural, strictly from memory. Which president was that? Which president, when he and his wife moved into the White House, saw that the White House did not have a Bible, and he and his wife installed the first library at the White House? Who did that? When he and his wife moved into the White House, they saw the White House did not have a Bible, so he and his wife installed the first library in the White House. Who knows who that was? 740-383-9944. Which president received his nomination for the presidency late because he refused all postage due correspondences? Sounds like kind of a cheap guy, or a thrifty guy, I guess they would say. Which president received his nomination for presidency late because he refused all postage due correspondences? Which president wrote his own epitaph and never mentioned that he was president? Now, he mentioned some other things he did, but in his own epitaph that he wrote, he never mentioned he was president. Now, if we get the right answer to that, I'll read the epitaph, which is right here, and he does not include the fact that he was president. Which president did that? Which president enjoyed walking at night and seldom went to bed before 2 a.m.? A night owl. Which president enjoyed walking at night and seldom went to bed before 2 a.m.? 740-383-9944. And I think this was the last one we had yesterday. Which president used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to practice the piano for 2 hours. Which president used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning so he could practice the piano for 2 hours? Which president was that? Now I'll throw in one new question today, since we are a new day. Which president refused to use the telephone while in office? Said, I'm not using the telephone. They had the technology, but this person refused to use the telephone. This president. Which president was that? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open and all those questions are on the table. We've got the CRT insulated coffee mug. We've got the extra value meals from McDonald's and the Huntsman Auto Oil Change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Or if you just want to call in and answer any of the questions to show us how bright you are, that would be good too. 740-383-9944. Would love to get all these questions answered today so we can get back to the other trivia that we still have from last week. So 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Don't forget, Friday, March the 1st, will be the 25th anniversary of Mary Ellen Withrow being sworn in as the 40th Treasurer of the United States, and we're going to celebrate in a big way. Myself, Charlie Evers, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, and Mike Wilson will be going to Toledo, Ohio, to the most famous hot dog restaurant in the world, Tony Paco's, to do a live broadcast from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with Mary Ellen. Tony Paco's has a long tradition of having well-known people, including former First Lady of the United States, Nancy Reagan, actor Burt Reynolds, and Mr. T, signing hot dog buns to be displayed on their walls forever. On March 1st, during our live broadcast, Mary Ellen Withrow will join that group by signing a hot dog bun during our live broadcast, and our own legend here at the station, Charlie Evers, will also be signing a hot dog bun that day. Now, you can listen live on the internet at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app on your favorite mobile device and searching WWGH. You can also check out our Facebook page at WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM for pictures and updates. And if you're interested in going to Tony Paco's that day, it's about 90 minutes from here, about an hour and a half. The address at the Tony Paco's that we're going to be at, the original Tony Paco's, is 1902 Front Street in Toledo, Ohio, 43605. And on Friday mornings, they open at 10:30 a.m., and we'll be starting the broadcast at 11:15. So there you go. Don't miss that event. Also, there's going to be a free clothing, toy, and household item event drive. Well, I guess it's not a drive because they're giving them away. On Saturday, February 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., or until all items are gone, at the MCABA Bingo Hall, located at 190 West Center Street in Marion, clothing of all sizes. Now, this is interesting because this was Cora Dutton's senior project. Cora did a senior project to raise all these items. She did a drive, and now she's giving them away for free. Free clothing, toys, and household items, Saturday, February the 23rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., or until all the items are gone, at the Bingo Hall, located at 190 West Center Street here in Marion. So that's all coming up. Now, do we have any guesses to our trivia questions? 740-383-9944. I'll run through them again here and see if anybody has come upon any answers. Does anybody know the first president to campaign by telephone? Does anybody know that? Which president gave his 3,319-word inaugural address from memory without the aid of notes? Can you imagine giving a 3,319-word speech in front of a gigantic group without any notes without a teleprompter, all from memory, and did not mess up a word. Which president moved into the White House and saw that it did not have a Bible, and he and his wife installed the first library because the White House didn't have a Bible?